So we've been studying in John chapter 3, where a group of John the Baptist's disciples come to him and basically say, Jesus is getting more popular and more followers than you. What are you going to do about it, John? What are you going to change? How are we going to adjust so that we can maintain our status, our prominence, and our influence? John the Baptist simply says, we're not going to change anything. This is all happening just like God wants it to happen. And this is why I came, to push people towards Jesus. And then he ends the conversation by saying, he, Jesus, must increase. I must decrease. Literally, he must be growing. I must be shrinking. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Did you notice that word must? It doesn't say this should be happening, but rather this must happen. The increase of Jesus and spotlight shifting away from John and onto Jesus was part of the providential plan of God in providing a redeemer. Prophecy must give way to fulfillment. Heralds must give way to kings. And John knew this and took great joy in this. For the follower of Christ, there must be a growing sense of Jesus' increase and fame and authority and his truthfulness and reality and lordship in my life. And there must be a shrinking sense of my fame, my authority, my governance and control in my life. I don't attempt to control the pace of that increase and decrease, because if it were left up to me, well, I would keep the throttle and engine revved low. But I must be continually looking to Christ and pursuing Christ, just like John the Baptist was continually pointing people to Christ. I must be sensitive to the areas in my life that the Holy Spirit is pointing to and saying, Jesus must increase here and you must decrease. Jesus must increase in how you love your family, in how you take care of your body, in how you care for the elderly, in how you think about the church, and you must decrease in those areas. And when I do that, and when you do that, when I'm looking at Jesus through the eyes of faith, listening and obeying Jesus in faith, well then Jesus, his will, his way, his majesty, all of those things will increase in my life. And my felt needs, my need to succeed, to be seen, and all of those other things will decrease. And that is what must happen. When you pray today, would you please remember our missions directors, John David Smith, Larry Barker, and Eric Johnson. And also remember the Daguerre LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.